And good morning to you, Wanda. In the wake of the ongoing scandal that led to the resignation of the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, one Florida lawmaker is proposing legislation to help service members and their families. Matt Laszlo has details from Washington.
The VA secretary may have stepped down, but problems that have plagued the agency for years still remain. A report came out this week showing more than 120,000 veterans saw long waits for care at VA facilities nationwide. South Florida Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy is pushing a bill that would ease veterans' access to the appeals process by bundling similar claims into one.
You know, one of the things that we found and learned from, say, Vietnam was to consolidate some of the claims into one single claim. And that way the outcomes and what goes into it is predetermined.
Murphy is also pushing legislation to compensate veterans for costs associated with higher education, and another bill to cover more tuition for military spouses. He says the recent VA scandal brought veterans to the attention of lawmakers, which he's hoping to capitalize on.
When there is some momentum and a sense that we have to get something done on a particular issue, that's a really good chance to introduce a bill because you have a better chance it's going to catch that momentum and actually get passed.
No vote has been scheduled on any of Murphy's new measures, but they could come up as problems at the VA continue to raise the ire of lawmakers in both parties. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
And one problem that continues to plague the country's military veterans is homelessness. But Fort Lauderdale is trying something new to try to get homeless people off the streets. WLRN's Wilson Sayre has that story.
So they come through here, they line up here. As you can see, they come to this door.
Elise Grossman is the volunteer coordinator for the Salvation Army in Broward County. She's giving a tour of a new facility they're calling the Open Door Shelter. It's small, open air, with a few fans overhead. 45 skinny green cots line the two main walls. But even smaller is the amount of information they require from hopeful overnighters.
This shelter, they can come in, they just say their name, they can say John Doe if they want. They can come in intoxicated as long as they're not disruptive. Like we said, we get a safe place for them to stay for the evening.
Most shelters require people to enroll in long-term programs where they drug test newcomers. Though the Open Door Shelter caters to anyone who comes, this don't ask policy targets the hard-to-reach, chronically homeless population.
Our ultimate goal is basically to build trust with these individuals that sometimes have little faith in the system, and hopefully eventually they'll reach out to us and utilize our other services or other organizations in the county can provide.
After 2 years of planning and construction, the shelter on Broward Boulevard, just east of I-95, has been filling up most nights it's been open. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.